You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was announced today that New Zealand's housing market has reached an all-time national average high of just under $700,000. This is an increase by 3.3% from last month. Now, not only are the prices rising in Auckland, but also all around the country, with eight other regions stepping into the pricey limelight. Vanessa Taylor of Real Estate New Zealand took the time with me to explain these recent findings and why New Zealanders are still in the market for property despite these prices.
So the average asking price across New Zealand for a Kiwi home has just hit an all-time high of around just under $700,000, and that's since records began in 2007. So typically when you see an all-time high average asking price nationally, it's driven by Auckland, but not this month. We've seen eight of the regions that have driven this price, and those are the Waikato, Central North Island, Nelson and Bays, Otago, Southland, Gisborne, Manawatu, Whanganui and Wellington.
Right, so what has changed? Why is this national increase overall? I mean, what is happening in these other regions?
What we've seen is a classic case of supply and demand here. So when supply is down, or in our case, stock and beautiful family homes aren't as fruitful as perhaps they have been in previous years, vendors are able to command a little bit higher prices for their properties because there's just more demand than there is supply. So we have seen new listings tighten up across pretty much all of those eight regions. So the new homes that have come onto the market in January has tightened up, but also we've seen the total pool of housing tighten up as well for those regions.
All right, I see. So you mentioned before that the records began about 12 years ago in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
What does this report say about the previous trends? Are things here to stay, or are things slowly changing in these other regions?
That's a great question. So typically what happens in the New Zealand property market is that Auckland leads the charge and Auckland shows us what the trend's going to be, and then that filters out to the other big cities and then it filters out to the regions. And if we were to take Auckland as our leading champion, Auckland saw a very heavy, frantic market around 2015, 2016, started to quiet in 2017, and we've had a really static market for 2018 and to begin 2019. And then we saw the Wellingtons and the Waikatos and the Canterbury region sort of follow that suit. So now we're seeing those regions right across New Zealand are reaping the benefits, I guess, of that injection and that injection of the people in the bigger cities looking towards the regions. And perhaps we will see that trend continue, but Auckland's typically what we look to see where we're going to next.
Okay, I see. Just another question. I noticed that in the report, these regions, the Waikato, Gibson, Wellington, Nelson and Bays, these are all very predominantly regions where a lot of people are moving to. So, I mean, mm-hmm. Why are people still buying houses even though they're such expensive rates?
Well, what we've seen on our site, and when you look at the typical property seeker looking in those areas, they are typically around the 55-plus age group. So that would suggest to us that perhaps people are making a move, and maybe outside of Auckland, outside of Wellington, outside of Canterbury, sick of the traffic, maybe sick of the lifestyle of a bit of a busy of pace, and wanting to perhaps go to somewhere a little more sunnier, a little more relaxed, and really enjoy the area that they're living in and not have to worry about, you know, an hour commute. So we are seeing that even though there is investment coming out of the main cities and injecting it into the regions right across New Zealand.
Okay, I see. I just want to ask another question, mm-hmm. And this is around the development of urban planning such as Kiwi Build. Can you see, from the property market's perspective, what has this mm-hmm. done for house prices in and around Auckland?
I think we're too early to tell at the moment mm-hmm. as to what Kiwi Build will do. What I quite often get asked is, what we're seeing in Australia with the house, what they call the housing boom or the bust, are we going to see that here in New Zealand? And there are no signs to suggest that the housing market in New Zealand is going to follow suit with Australia. The Kiwi Build home scheme is going to allow us to have an injection of new stock, and that is the biggest problem we have in the New Zealand property market, is that we just don't physically have enough homes for people to live in. So the Kiwi Build scheme not only gives us an injection of new stock, but it also allows those first home buyers to have a way to get into the market that is affordable for them, and that is a way that will keep the that price in that in that end of the market down. We will still continue to see the beautiful properties across New Zealand command the prices that they do, because we've got to think there's different stages of the property life cycle. So Kiwi Build scheme, I think, will be positive for New Zealand and help Kiwis and their passion for property continue to thrive.
Can anyone explain why the modern day Wales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.